Hello, everybody. Thank you for joining Jewish Stories and More. Today we have an amazing story from the Rebbe himself. In 1985, the Rebbe began a new campaign. And it was that every single Jewish person should join in the learning of Rambam, of Maimonides. The Rebbe gave three tracks. One, to learn three chapters a day, which with 1,000 chapters, that would mean finishing in a little bit less than a year. One chapter a day, which would mean finishing the entire book of Rambam in about 3 years, or learning the Sefer Mitzvahs, the book of Mitzvahs, in an order that corresponds to the learning of the three chapters a day. And in this way, during the course of about 11 months and a few days, the person would learn at least the basics of each mitzvah. Now, the Rebbe told the following metaphor, story, to help us understand the greatness of this campaign. The Rebbe said there was once a king who had an only daughter, an only child who was a daughter. And of course, he was very close to this daughter. He loved her very much, as I'm sure his wife did, the queen. But the way things worked at that time was that daughters of kings usually married sons of other kings. That is, princesses would usually marry other princes. And therefore, usually that meant that the daughter would, when she got married, leave the kingdom of her father and mother, and go to the princess and perhaps become the queen of another country. And so, in this case, the king knew that his daughter would soon be getting married, and that meant that she was going to leave, and he wasn't going to be able to have her around anymore. And so he was upset. On the one hand, when she would get engaged, which she did, she got engaged, he was very happy. But on the other hand, this meant that she would move and become the princess of another country and perhaps become the queen of that country eventually. But in any case, he wouldn't be able to see her very often, especially in those days before the kind of transportation that we have, where you could hop on a plane and go a great distance in a short time. Living in a different kingdom could mean a very long journey. And therefore, he spoke to his daughter, and he said to her, "You are my only daughter, and when you get married, you will be living in another country. You will not be able to visit me. I will not be able to visit you. I love you very much, but of course, I don't want to stop you from getting married. And therefore, I would like to ask you a request. When you get married and you move away to become the princess in another country, please build for me an apartment in your palace so that I can come and I can visit you when I have the opportunity, and I'll be able to be close to you. This is my request." The Rebbe said that this idea of building a place for someone who we love is connected to the learning of the Rambam. The Rebbe said that when we commit ourselves to learning the Rambam, we are building a home for the Rambam with us. That is to say that learning the Rambam brings the Rambam into our life. And so when we commit ourselves to be part of this learning, what we are doing is we are building a place for the Rambam in our life. Now, I heard this story from my mashpia, my spiritual mentor, and he explained just last night, actually I heard the story, and he explained that although the Rebbe said that we're building a place for the Rambam, we know that we're also building a place for the Rebbe himself. Because since the Rebbe made this as a tikkana, as a very strong suggestion, for all of his chassidim, and he hoped that it would be spread to every Jew in the world. Therefore, by us following this suggestion of the Rebbe, this takana of the Rebbe, we are building a place in our home, so to speak, for the Rebbe himself. That is how my mashpia, my rabbi, explained it, that we're literally building a place for the Rebbe in our home, in our life. Why did the Rebbe choose Rambam? Because the Rebbe said that this is a limud kind of learning that will unite the entire Jewish people. Everyone can participate in the learning of Rambam, men, women, and children, whether they're learning 3 chapters a day, which is quite challenging, 1 chapter a day, which is also quite challenging, or Sefer Mitzvahs, the Book of Mitzvahs, which the Rambam wrote as an introduction to Mishneh Torah, his book of all the laws of the Torah. This is something which could be done by anybody. Even children can learn the mitzvahs of Sefer Mitzvahs. Maybe not every word of Sefer Mitzvahs, obviously, but at least they can learn to a very young age what the mitzvah of the day is, or the mitzvahs of the day. And so here is the learning which unites all Jewish people, and in fact, it's a special sefer that actually contains the entire Torah. All of the laws of the Torah are in this special sefer, and they are all explained completely. Of course, you can always explain laws of the Torah more completely, but there is no other book like Mishneh Torah which explains all of the laws of the Torah. And therefore, we have the idea of the entire Torah being learned by the entire Jewish people. A completeness of the Torah, in the Mishneh Torah, including laws that will be in effect only when Mashiach comes and when the Beis HaMikdash is rebuilt, including laws about Mashiach himself, the entire Torah. And therefore, I would really encourage everybody to become part of this learning, learning 3 chapters a day if you are a scholar, 1 chapter a day if you're a bit of a scholar, and the Book of Mitzvahs, Sefer Mitzvahs, if you're getting started or you don't have so much time. And this will certainly help bring Mashiach quicker, as the Rebbe emphasized many, many times and emphasizes in his writings many, many times. This will certainly bring Mashiach quicker. So I really hope that everyone enjoyed the story, that everyone takes the story seriously, and most important, that everyone get involved in learning Rambam. And in this way, we will certainly bring Mashiach much, much quicker. And especially this will help our brothers and sisters in the land of Israel, that they should be successful in their struggles against their enemies, the Hamans of our time. And it should all be transformed into tremendous joy, but even much more joy than in the story of Purim, the joy which includes the Geula Shlema, the complete Geula, including that all Jewish people who have been injured should be healed, and even Techiyas HaMesim, that it should include bringing back all of those who we have tragically lost, of course freeing all the hostages, all with tremendous simcha. May it happen immediately, especially through your help, your learning Torah and doing mitzvahs. Thank you for learning, and thank you for joining Jewish Stories and More.